In Santa Maria, California, Michael Jackson's attorneys have finished their closing arguments in his child molestation trial. In the wrap-up, they played some videotapes of Jackson explaining why he spends so much time with children. Prosecutors followed with a brief rebuttal, and the jury is receiving instructions from the judge before they begin deliberations. NPR's Luke Burbank is covering the trial in Santa Maria, and he joins us now. And Luke, tell us more about those Jackson tapes the defense just played.
Well, what they were sort of outtakes from a documentary that was made by a guy named Martin Bashir. The documentary was called Living with Michael, and it was pretty damaging to Jackson's credibility. But what Jackson's defense did was pulled some of the parts where he talked about how lonely his life is, how much he wanted to just be normal, and it definitely painted him in a sympathetic light. And more importantly, there was no way that the prosecution could cross-examine these videotapes. So it was pretty strong evidence in the support factor on the Jackson side. Now, just after that, the prosecution brought back out a videotape that it had played just a few days ago of Jackson's accuser in his first conversation with investigators. He's 2 years younger. He seems very nervous, and he asked that they not tell his mom about the abuse. And that was really kind of the feather in the cap of the prosecution. They just played it, and they just wrapped up their part of the closing argument, so it's just going to the jury now.
This trial's been going on for quite some time, so how important are these final arguments for the jury?
Well, a lot of court watchers who I've talked to said that this trial was pretty much a dead heat going down to the end. Both sides had scored some victories, and so these closing arguments could very well be what sways the opinion. In fact, I talked to a guy named Craig Smith, who used to be the prosecutor in Santa Barbara County, which is where we're at right now, and he talked about really what the challenges were for the defense and the prosecution.
The defense still has to discuss with the jury the biggest problem on this side of the table, and that is the fact that Michael Jackson sleeps with young boys. On the prosecution side, they have to satisfactorily answer the questions about the timeline, and that's going to be hard to do.
And the timeline he's talking about, Madeline, is the prosecution's allegations that Jackson molested the accuser after the airing of this videotape, Life with Michael, when the heat was particularly hot on Michael Jackson and when he was getting a lot of scrutiny. The defense said that seemed unlikely. But that was the case the prosecution brought, and they just wrapped it up a few moments ago.
Okay, and the jury is expected to get the case any minute now and deliberate for a couple of hours today. When will they come back for a verdict?
Well, I think a lot of the reporters here wouldn't mind if it was this afternoon. People have been camped out for months and months. But the people I'm talking to say it's more likely it'll be next week, maybe Monday at the earliest, but probably Tuesday or Wednesday. There were about 150 witnesses. There was a lot of evidence. It was a long trial. So there's really a lot to consider for this jury.
And you've been describing the scene this week, both inside and outside the courtroom. What's it like there today?
Well, at the moment, Madeline, as you know, in Los Angeles, when the helicopters come out, the end is near. So we're being circled by a lot of news copters. There's just a media crush here, as you can imagine. The Jackson faithful are in force. People here have a feeling that this is the last day, really, of the trial, because once the jury gets it, there will be a long dead spell, and then there'll be an announcement. So there's almost a feeling of nostalgia here, with people realizing this is the last day that there's going to be these sorts of proceedings going on. So people are turning out in force.
NPR's Luke Burbank reporting from Santa Maria, California. Thank you very much.
Sure, Madeline.